Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with Beginner Runner Village, podcast number 44, Turtle Power. Let's talk about speed. We need to talk about speed because it's not important, but most people think it is. I want you to put speed, also referred to as pace, in its proper perspective. If you do that, it will facilitate your running. Everything will be easier. And you'll have a big worry off your mind. Most beginner runners are very slow. Of course, slow is relative. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way at all, that most beginner runners are very slow. But most would say that they are. They feel that they are. And if you took 100 runners, the people that were at the very earliest stage of their running career, on the whole, would be the slower ones, okay? So I'm just generalizing that most people at the beginning of their running career are very slow. That's because it's hard for them, because they're not in shape yet. So that's really as it should be. And I don't necessarily mean because you can't run faster. Whether you can or you can't, the fact is you really, really shouldn't run fast, even if you can run faster. Here's what happens. When you're not yet fit, your body must work very hard to go any speed. Your heart rate is always going to be fast until your body adapts to the new level of exercise. As a result, what you need to do is take it easy. Seriously, if you can run faster, even a little bit faster, don't. It's a mistake for a lot of reasons. Some people, however, run too fast by accident. I know that's hard to imagine, but I'm not kidding. This is a real thing. Everybody has a gait that's comfortable for them. For some people, that comfortable gait will really wear them out. I was working about probably 5 years ago with a beginner runner named Jo. She played basketball in high school, if I remember correctly. But at that time, she was in her mid-30s, had a couple of kids. It was a long time after high school, but still, she was a naturally fast runner. I'm guessing you'd think that this would be a good thing, but it wasn't. It made beginning to run actually harder for her. It made it harder because her natural pace was far too intense for her fitness level. Now, when I say she was a beginner, I want to be clear. She had not yet put together enough running steps in a row, even to run 1/10 of a mile. We used to train at a park here in Tampa known as Al Lopez Park, and I would have her run the distance between every other set of light poles. She'd walk the in-between ones for recovery. I'll never forget what a struggle it was to get her to slow down, to take smaller steps. Her naturally fast pace made it harder for her to run comfortably and build endurance. We did eventually slow her down, and then gradually she got faster again as she got more fit. And I should add that she is now, and has been for a long time, an accomplished runner, actually for years now, and she's run many marathons. Starting out though, she struggled just like most people, although most people don't have the problem of going too fast. Many do, though, surprisingly, and many think jogging is a bad thing or running slow is a bad thing. I never even use the word jog because I think it sounds somehow less impressive. It doesn't mean I mean for you to run fast. I want you running at a slow pace, but I don't usually call that a jog because that word has less power. It sounds less impressive, almost like it doesn't count, like you're not a real runner if you jog. So you'll seldom hear me say that. You'll seldom hear any runner say that. The trouble is that whether you are like Joe or you're like most people, and an easy pace is what comes natural, either way, that results in a fast heart rate when you're just starting out. What I want you to do, rather than focus on speed, is to concentrate on taking small steps. This will be easier. It's easier to take many small steps than it is to take fewer large steps. And that is the goal. But even then, you may find that your heart races. If so, slow down your cadence but maintain the small steps. Pay attention to your form, too, at this time. Relax your shoulders and remember to look ahead down the road, not at your feet. The big worrisome thing is that most beginner runners stress out about being slow. That breaks my heart because it doesn't matter. Let me say that again. It doesn't matter. You need to never worry about speed. You need to realize that you don't need to ever be fast. And you should never, 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 never apologize for being slow. No more than you would apologize for having brown hair or being a certain age. Never feel bad about being slow. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't be trying to run fast for at least the next several months. I want you to focus on building your comfort level and building endurance with low-intensity walk-run segments. Speed will, in fact, come, but naturally, with time, but only after a few months. That's the last thing you should worry about now. Concentrate now on form, on being relaxed, on moving your legs in a circular pattern as if riding a bike. Never feel stressed about being slow. So what? That doesn't matter. Do you remember the story of the tortoise and the hare? Who won? The tortoise. Because the tortoise was slow but sure. And that translates into smart and wise. If you keep your speed as slow as possible and stay as relaxed as possible, you'll experience more comfort, fewer injuries, and greater success. Let me say that again. Greater success. Your new mantra should be turtle power. You don't need to ever feel the need to get faster. Be who or what you are. And if you don't want to be competitive, why should you? You're the boss. Let running empower you from the very beginning, from the first running steps. That's why I like the phrase turtle power. Go to the finish line of any race, and there are more slow people than fast people. There are many more slow people than fast people, or slower people than faster people. Maybe you'll get faster with time, but don't even think about that now. Maybe you won't. Who cares? Well, okay, let me say this. Everybody will get faster. When you become more comfortable, you do get faster. The point is, it doesn't matter that you're not fast now. It doesn't matter, and it will never matter or needn't matter. That's not why you run. You run because it's a healthy, enjoyable way of life and as good for you as good for your brain as it is for your body. You'll enjoy the camaraderie and the culture of running. Here's a little piece of advice. Don't be apologizing for being slow. Seriously. Own it. Say turtle power and feel powerful when you say it. Think of all the people on the couch. Most people do not run, cannot run. And you're faster than all of them. So never feel slow and never apologize for it. Love what you do. Own it. Feel good about what you do. It's all relative. You're a speed demon compared to non-runners. Never forget that. Here's your motto. Remember the tortoise. One more thing. Even though I spent the last several minutes trying to convince you not to worry about speed, I know you'll appreciate it when you do start to notice that you're running faster. I know a lot of people are not interested in competing, and that is perfectly fine. But people, when they run with a group, or even when they run with two or three people, they don't want to hold others back. It seems like almost everybody wants to attain some modicum of speed. It might be to be able to run a 13-minute mile instead of 15, or a 12-minute mile instead of 13. I want you to know this. Instead of fixating on speed, you just worry about staying healthy, gradually building endurance, and enjoying the culture of running. Then, at some point, you will suddenly realize that somewhere along the line, you did get faster without even trying. I want to explain how this will happen. The number one way for anyone to become a faster runner until you're doing 25 miles a week is to just build your endurance at a nice, gentle, comfortable pace. The greater endurance you have, the faster you will be, just so you know. I want you to know that. That's it. Now, I want to encourage you to check out my Mojo for Running coaching program. It's a beginner runner program that includes a whole year's worth of schedules, starting with the level of someone running just 15-step segments. So that would be the starting point for a complete non-runner. The first 12 weeks of the schedules are for the complete non-runner, or they start with that spot at the very beginning for somebody who's never run before. Then there's the first 5K, for then first 10K, and finally your first half marathon. All incorporate using the walk-to-run method to build to greater endurance. But the goal of each 12-week set of schedules is to get you to the point of having the ability to run that distance nonstop. You get access to all the schedules, and you start by identifying the week with the distance of running that you're already able to comfortably do. And that's where you start. So, for example, even if you start in the walk to run program, you might be at a spot where you would need to start at week 7. You might already be ready for the first 5K program, but when you do your, and everybody does the diagnostic test, which is actually going to be, I'm going to explain that in the next podcast. You might find that you need to be at week 3 of the first 5K if you join the program. So that's a big deal. The other thing is you get to join my private Facebook group just for people in this program. That gives you the opportunity to interact with other people on this same journey, but they're from around the world. It also gives you a chance to ask me questions as I check in at that group a couple of times every single day. To find out more about it, go to mojoforrunning.com. And all the details are there. It says Mojo for Running Coaching Program in the top menu bar. And there you can find out more about it. Also, here's today's quote. I may not be there yet, but I'm closer than I was yesterday. The only thing that matters is that you're moving in the right direction toward your goal.